Henry and Mudge by Cynthia Ryland. Illustrated by Susie Stevenson. Essential question. What is a perfect pet like? Henry had no brothers and no sisters. "I want a brother," he told his parents. "Sorry," they said. Henry had no friends on his street. "I want to live on a different street," he told his parents. "Sorry," they said. Henry had no pets at home. "I want to have a dog," he told his parents. "Sorry," they almost said. But first, they looked at their house with no brothers and sisters. Then they looked at their street with no children. Then they looked at Henry's face. Then they looked at each other. "Okay," they said. "I want to hug you," Henry told his parents. And he did. Analyze the text. Sequence of events. What happens after Henry's parents look at each other? Henry searched for a dog. "Not just any dog," said Henry. "Not a short one," he said. "Not a curly one," he said. "And no pointed ears." Then he found Mudge. Mudge had floppy ears, not pointed. And Mudge had straight fur, not curly. But Mudge was short. "Because he's a puppy," Henry said. "He'll grow." Analyze the text. Author's word choice. What words does the author use to describe Mudge? "And did he ever? He grew out of his puppy cage. He grew out of his dog cage. He grew out of 7 collars in a row. And when he finally stopped growing, he weighed 180 pounds. He stood 3 feet tall, and he drooled." "I'm glad you're not short," Henry said, and Mudge licked him, then sat on him.